Our next item is Harry S. and Janet Brittingham, three lots and a 50-foot easement on Route 30.
It's a request to subdivide a 7.77 acre parcel into three lots with access from a 50-foot easement. The proposed lots 1 and 2 would each contain 3/4 acre. The residual lands would contain 6.27 acres. There's an existing poultry house on the residual lands. The owner's proposing to extend the existing 50-foot of frontage to serve as the easement. DLDOT's issued a letter of no objection. You can approve the request as submitted or require an application for a major subdivision. The request is approved as submitted, you should stipulate any further subdivision would require a public hearing and also provide a due sketch drawing of this request.
Mr. Abbott, when these things are, when we do these approval, these three lots, is there a requirement as to who maintains that 50-foot easement, or how's that?
When the commission approved these type requests, one of the sentences that I put in the approval letter, they had to note on the record plan who's going to be responsible for the maintenance. I do that on all of them.
Okay.
Now, a lot of times they're coming with that approval and the note's not on there, and we send them back to get it corrected by the surveyor. We want to make, that's one thing we do check. A lot of stuff that goes to DLDOT, we do the same thing.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, concerning Harry S. and Janet L. Brittingham requests for three lots and a 50-foot easement off of Route 30, my motion is for approval as submitted with the stipulation that any further subdivision of the property will require an application for a major subdivision.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve three lots and a 50-foot easement on Route 30 for Harry S. and Janet L. Brittingham with the stipulation that any further subdivision will require a major subdivision application and hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next